Deuteronomy
chapter 27. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people and said, "Keep all the commandments that I command you today. On the day when you will pass over the Jordan to the land that Yahweh your God is giving you, you must set up some large stones and plaster them with plaster. You must write on them all the words of this law when you have passed over, so that you may go into the land that Yahweh your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, promised you. When you have passed over the Jordan, set up these stones that I am commanding you about today on Mount Ebal, and plaster them with plaster. There you must build an altar to Yahweh your God, an altar of stones, but you must raise no iron tool to work the stones. You must build the altar of Yahweh your God of unworked stones. You must offer burnt offerings on it to Yahweh your God, and you will sacrifice fellowship offerings and will eat there. You will rejoice before Yahweh your God. You will write on the stones all the words of this law. Write them very plainly." Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel and said, "Be silent and listen, Israel. Today you have become the people of Yahweh your God. You must therefore obey the voice of Yahweh your God and obey his commandments and statutes that I am commanding you today." Moses commanded the people the same day and said, "These tribes must stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people after you have passed over the Jordan: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These are the tribes that must stand on Mount Ebal to pronounce curses: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites will answer and say to all the men of Israel in a loud voice, 'May the man be cursed who makes a carved image or a cast metal figure, an abomination to Yahweh, the work of the hands of a craftsman, and who sets it up in secret.' Then all the people must answer and say, 'Amen.' May the man be cursed who dishonors his father or his mother." Then all the people must say, "Amen." May the man be cursed who removes his neighbor's landmark. Then all the people must say, "Amen." May the man be cursed who misleads the blind on the road. Then all the people must say, "Amen." May the man be cursed who uses force to take away the justice due to a foreigner, fatherless, or widow. Then all the people must say, "Amen." May the man be cursed who lies with his father's wife because he has taken away his father's rights. Then all the people must say, Amen. May the man be cursed who lies with any animal. Then all the people must say, Amen. May the man be cursed who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or with the daughter of his mother. Then all the people must say, Amen. May the man be cursed who lies with his mother-in-law. Then all the people must say, Amen. May the man be cursed who kills his neighbor secretly. Then all the people must say, Amen. May the man be cursed who takes a bribe to kill an innocent person. Then all the people must say, Amen. May the man be cursed who does not confirm the words of this law, that he will obey them. Then all the people must say, Amen.